Welcome to the Small But Mighty Marketing Moment, where we share a short message designed to help you cultivate the strength, wisdom, and mindset necessary for having confidence in your work and in the world. Each one of these messages is based on years of working with marketing leaders from small but mighty marketing teams. For more, you can visit us at agurian.com. Stop the frenzied activity and exhausted scrambling. I recently read a book by Cal Newport called Slow Productivity, The Lost Art of Accomplishment Without Burnout. In the book, Newport discusses productivity, especially for cognitive workers, you know, the type of work we do as marketers every day. He argues that our current system of productivity is broken and proposes three key principles for how cognitive workers should transform their professional lives. Number one, do fewer things. Number two, work at a natural pace. And number three, obsess over quality. In my experience, I've seen marketers that either by choice or by dictate from above, jump from one set of strategies or tactics to another too quickly, without proper research, data, or consideration. I've seen that chasing shiny objects or jumping too quickly on the next big thing leads to frenzied activity and exhaustive scrambling that ultimately is detrimental to the goals the organization is trying to achieve. So when I think about the first principle, doing fewer things, for marketers, I'd like to suggest this relates most closely to our conversations with other leaders around alignment on where we're headed and how we plan to get there. For example, you could build a 12-month SEO roadmap of prioritized recommendations that are agreed upon with all stakeholders. You could chunk that out into quarters and then get to work. If a shining object is brought up by leaders or other stakeholders that would impact this SEO roadmap, you can ask if these new ideas supersede the work you've previously aligned on. If this is a new priority, then it's your job to outline the cost of changing course. If, in the end, you need a course correction, work with your stakeholders to reprioritize. But this isn't additive. Use the philosophy that if you add something, then something else needs to be deprioritized. Now, when I think about working at a natural pace, again, this is all about managing expectations. I've seen companies make shifts in their strategy too soon without giving whatever it is, the Google ad campaigns, the new messaging, a new platform, enough time to collect statistically significant results. By outlining the natural pace of our work for all stakeholders, we'll be more effective at managing their expectations. Lastly, obsessing over quality seems like a no-brainer and pretty self-explanatory. But sometimes, in a world where AI can churn out blog content with little to no effort, we can lose sight of the fact that what ultimately matters is where you end up. Acknowledging that one quality piece of content per month can drive as much or more traffic than 20 blogs that were hastily researched, written, and published is an example of this. So my questions to you are, how are you setting up your work so you stay focused on the few most important things? How are you managing expectations around the natural pace of your workload? And finally, how important is quality in the work you regularly turn out? If you like the messages that we do here and would like to get them via email when they're published, you can sign up at agurian.com/marketing-moment.